hear me if I speak like this? Okay, great. It's lovely to see you all. Thank you for coming this beautiful morning. I was once in London King's Cross Underground Station and had a very unexpected experience. I don't know if you can remember that very long escalator that takes you up from the depths of the earth to the light and sunshine again. I was going along in my own little bubble, and all of a sudden, just out of the corner of my eye, you know how movement in the corner of your eye catches your attention? I just saw an ankle. So I grabbed it. It turned out that somebody ahead of me had stumbled and had fallen head over heels down the escalator, and I just happened to catch her. I wasn't consciously doing it, I just grabbed her ankle and held on tight. And she was okay, and the underground staff were fantastic, and they checked that she was okay, and it was all fine, but it was a very unexpected moment of rescue. We all need rescuing sometimes, but where should we turn? Who should we turn to? That's what our psalm is about today. The psalms were written to address individual circumstances, but they were brought together as a sort of hymn book, perhaps originally for travellers on their annual pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Hence the heading of our psalm. If you read it in the Bible, it says at the top, a song of ascents. So going up to Jerusalem, much as we might go up to London or go up to university. The psalms near Psalm 121 follow a pattern, groups of three. First, a situation of distress. Second, a reminder of the Lord's power to keep us safe, to deliver, to build, to give hope. And third, the security to be found in Jerusalem, God's holy city, and in God himself. Our psalm's in the middle group, a reminder of God's power to keep safe, deliver, build, give us hope. We begin the psalm when the psalmist is looking to the mountains. I don't know what thoughts come to you. It's hard to remember what mountains are like living around here, isn't it? Perhaps an anxious gaze, worrying about marauders concealed amongst the twists and turns. Perhaps a longing gaze at the far-off hills of Jerusalem. But whatever he was thinking, the sight of the hills prompts him to ask where his help will come from. Something has filled him with dread, with foreboding, with trepidation. He's got the heebie-jeebies, you might say, the jitters, the butterflies in his stomach. What causes us to worry and be fearful? Perhaps fears for our health or the health of those we love. Financial worries or looming debts in the face of inflation and, it seems, ever-escalating energy costs. Insecurities about our studies or work or role as a homemaker. Anxieties about relationships, actual or longed for. Loneliness, of grief, love lost, isolation. Perhaps doubts about God and his love for us. Dismay about repeated patterns of destructive behavior. Endless and exhausting busyness. Wars and rumors of wars. The psalmist, in his fear, reminds himself where his help comes from. It's from none other than the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. For every threat arises and every journey takes place in the world that God has made and over which the Lord rules supreme. It matters where we turn for help. There are false hopes aplenty. I wonder what your experience has been. A faithless friend, a betrayal, a comforting certainty collapsing around our ears, a knockout punch that left you flat on your back. We sing a hymn, "Will Your Anchor Hold in the Storms of Life?" If I was a better singer, I'd sing it because it's a fantastic tune, but I'm not a good singer. But it asks the same question as the psalmist, "Where does my help come from?" And it reaches the same conclusion. We have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Fastened to the rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Saviour's love. The psalmist thinks about what it means to find help in the Lord. He says, God will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. As we would say it today, he's with us 24/7. He's on our case, on our side. When everyone else is tired out, he is alert. In our darkest hour, he's watching over us. The psalmist goes on, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. We felt that relief of shade, haven't we, just recently with the heat. God's like that. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. So when we're parched, when our energy is drained, when the dangers of darkness feel like they will overwhelm us, there is God at our right hand. The psalmist goes on, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. Every detail of our lives matters to God, the comings and goings, the highs and the lows, now and forever. All very well, you may say, but how does that work in practice? Our psalm helps us to see the answer to that too. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. How can the Lord be real to us at our moments of fear, when our need is greatest? As we heard in the Gospel reading, in Luke's Gospel, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. God is real to us through prayer, persistent prayer, sometimes desperate prayer, hopeful prayer, expectant prayer. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, we read, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So let's pray in our hour of need for ourselves and those around us. How else can God be real to us? Let's draw on the riches of the Bible. If we make time each day to study the Bible, listen to God's word, embed it in our lives, it gives us a resource to call on when life is dark and hope is scarce. How else may we find God to be real to us? Through each other. Let's lift each other up. God calls us into fellowship with each other. We are the body of Christ, each part dependent on the other, each part able to nourish and support and enable each other. And we experience the help of God through each other. Let me finish by reading the psalm again. Those of you who are feeling confident in God's help, be encouraged, but determined to help those who are down. Those who are feeling helpless and hopeless, take heart in the sure knowledge that our help comes from the Lord. I lift my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over you, coming and going, both now and forevermore. Amen.